cast of Empire, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What do you think of this, Margaret?
I like it, but I'm very excited about kicking off the program today in style. I will be singing another song.
Well, is this going to be a standard thing?
Well, let's not talk about it now. Phil's opening the show.
Yes, thank you. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And we're here until whenever, we'll just do this until we drop.
Yeah, gotta just do it till you drop, you know. And what Mr. Lombardi would say.
Well, you don't know what Mr. Lombardi would say.
What Bud's referring to.
We're watching a program about Vince Lombardi, and I don't think Vince Lombardi would have much good to say about what, and there's nothing against you, Phil, but about this puddle of, I really have to say, this puddle of effluvia.
Oh, my Christ.
I know what effluvia means.
Well, aren't you something special then?
What do you mean, Mr. Henry?
Basically means, you know.
All right, I'll tell you. It means shit. Shit water there. And I didn't want to have to say anything.
Well, then you wouldn't have said effluvia, Margaret, if you didn't want to say anything. Anyway, welcome to our program.
I'd like to get... See, my mind is on a million other things. I want to get this song ready. We also, of course, have Gary Pipe. Why is there slapback?
Time is great. We had a little bit of slapback on that.
Yeah, double check the slapback.
You know something, Dickman? You don't double check that slapback. Someone will get slapped back. Whoa.
Yeah, you know, that joke's as old as they get and twice as lame.
That, never mind whether it's lame. Make sure we ain't got no slapback, Jack. Okay?
Where does the slapback come? I guess we should... I want to say, a lot of people are listening right now who don't understand the technical features of the work that we do here. Slapback and so forth.
All right, Margaret. Slapback, folks, is just echo. It's another word for...
Well, not exactly, Mr. I mean, you know.
Yeah, what happened to you? You don't start to cry?
No, I thought I had something caught in my throat.
You know, not exactly, Mr. Henry.
I didn't say that, man.
All right, he didn't say anything like that. He said whatever he said. What do you mean he's starting to cry?
He did, Mr. Henry. He goes, slap back.
Look at Dickman. Why don't you pay attention to the bullcrap and the jive ball and the jack turkey. Is that what I'm trying to say?
The jive turkey and the jack ball?
What did I say?
You said jack turkey and jive ball.
Oh, shit. All right, let me backtrack on that. 3, 2, do you need to edit it?
No, they don't have to edit, General.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Why don't you quit fooling around with the jive ball and with the jive turkey and the jack tack? Shit.
Jack tack?
Jack tack.
Jackass! How about that?
No, jack ball.
Bud? Do what the general's asking you to do.
What's that?
Fix the equipment, you clown. We got slapback and we got... You know what they ought to call it around here instead of slapback? You guys are so unprofessional. They should call it spankback. Woo!
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
That's very funny, and it's also extremely... Well, it hurts. It hurts deeply.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, Phil.
All right, anyway, get back... get back, Jack. Getting back to this thing...
This is your spank back capital of the world.
You know, you are very rather amusing today, General.
Thank you very much.
All right. So we're going to be, Margaret's going to feature herself. We will feature Margaret here singing. And then we're also going to be talking to Gary Pipe from Voodoo Rugs, as Gary is in negotiation with us to become a sponsor on our show. You know, we have three main sponsors here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bud, what are those?
Well, we have Ted...
Ted of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Ted, I'm gonna do it. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Then what about...
I'm gonna do it, General, come on.
All right, he'll start to cry.
No, Mr. Henry said.
Go ahead.
We have Ted of Beverly Hills, we got Jatem Lingerie, and Fraser Food.
That's exactly right. And we may be able to add to that list Jatem Lingerie, Fraser Foods, and what is it?
Ted.
It's Jack of Beverly, not Jack.
I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it.
Then do it, for God's sake.
It's Jack of Beverly...
Not Jack of Beverly Hills, man.
Not Jack of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so what is it?
Isn't that it?
No, it's not called Not Jack of Beverly Hills. It's Ted's of Beverly Hills. Brother, you're going to break all records. You remember those seed pods that came down from outer space and it grew those funny-looking people with no faces?
Yeah.
Well, buddy, I want to look at your backyard and see if there's any discarded seed pods. Because I'm telling you right now...
Ha ha ha! Very funny.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be funny.
All right. Let's just assume that Bud comes from the planet Earth.
What about that, man? We don't assume you come from Earth.
Yeah, well, let's assume that you come from... You don't come from the zoo.
All right, man. You're, hey, watch it, watch it. I'm going to kick his ass.
Watch it. You know, you guys, man, I'm telling you, I swear to you, think I'm kidding. One of these days, I'm going to come in here with a loaded automatic weapon, and I'm just going to open up, and you'll read about it in the paper, and there'll be sandbags. I'll be throwing bodies out, all that stuff.
You know what, Phil? I don't know whether you're kidding or not, but I'm a mother, and I have a husband listening right now.
Oh, will you give me a break?
I know, I'm just kidding, but I'm trying to get some dramatic... I'm trying to get a dramatic build-up to what is about to happen.
Well, what do you mean, what's about to happen? Don't, you know, don't say that like it's a threat.
Excuse me for a minute.
Well, Margaret.
No, excuse me for just a moment, because I got to get out of this room before I throw this whole thing in the street.
Well, listen to that.
Hey, you know what? You guys ask for it every day. Now I got to wait, because we have her scheduled before Bob Bakian.
Go ahead and do Bakian. If you think I'm waiting, no. Bob Bakian doesn't follow me. I follow Bakian. That's how this game's played. Understand?
Yeah.
You?
Yes, I do.
You?
Well, yeah.
You, all of you out there?
Yeah, we understand.
All right.
So Bob Bakian is going to join us. He's going to do traffic, and then we'll have Margaret, and she will talk with us. She will talk extensively with us, I'm sure, before she sings this song. And inspired by, I guess, what is it?
Yeah, Tina Turner.
Here he is, Bob Bakian. Bob, what's it look like?
Hey, Phil, right now, we got to take it up. You're getting up there, and you're going to go out of the 15th freeway. Tell you what, if you're heading out to the Orton Ford, or if you're going out to Ford Order to the Orton Ford, which is a big hole out there in the middle of the desert, where probably if you go down to that hole, you'll be in a ultimate reality. Is probably something like that. Take a dune buggy out there, Highway 50, and go down south to Parker Branch, and you might bound, get inside there in a monkey hole. Going out down to the monkey hole there, and we got down the monkey and round out the clock, and Inky Binky Binky went up the spider clock there about 12 noon. Here's the Bob Bakian with traffic. Bob Bakian with traffic. Bob Bakian traffic. Bob Bakian traffic. Bob Bakian traffic.
Doing, bud?
We got a new digital board. It's blowing me away.
Yeah, Mr. Senator, the new digital board, everything's all backwards and everything. Well, you guys are going to have to get, you know, used to that. I was showing everybody here on Phil TV and HD. There's our new digital board. And as you can see, there's not much to it. It's about the same size as our old Mackie board, but...
Well, you know, the thing about this that they tell me, because I talked to Elaine when she installed it, she says to me... that this board is less likely to foul up. And, you know, the whole thing's a big foul up, you know?
Yeah, it won't be foobar.
There you go. It won't be foobar. And the whole thing won't be a foul up. That's what she said.
All right, so we can be assured that this won't be a foul up.
All right, now I'm ready, and I don't know what you want to do. Do you guys want to sit here and you want to keep playing Paddle the Dummy or Monkey Spank Time or whatever you guys are doing if you want to make it spank back? But I'd like to sing the song.
All right, Margaret, because we don't bring you on right away, it doesn't mean that we're sitting here spanking monkey or...
Yeah, we're not paddling, dummy.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, I was scheduled to do this song. Then you told me Bakian, and then I said, well, of course, Bakian. Never, ever do I... You know, Bob Bakian is not... I don't precede Bob Bakian. He's not the star of the show. And if I may, Phil...
All right, Margaret.
No, if I may, Phil, I was told, quite frankly, is my husband... Could you get Frank, please?
Margaret, why does everything got to be a negotiation with you?
Because it does. First of all, we have to talk about what's happening on Monday. Secondly...
Yeah, Miss Emily, we didn't talk about that.
Well, you know, Phil already filled me in.
Well, isn't that nice? He filled you in. He did not fill me in. Now, the second thing I want to say, just Phil, briefly. When I was... when I told you I wanted to open the show with a song, I thought it would come right after the opening of the show. But instead, you started talking about spanking and slap...
No, we already talk about spank back.
Slap back. Slap back.
I mean slap back, yeah.
Well, all right. So I thought, well, fine. But as you kept dragging it out, I thought, my God, this really is some kind of a spank festival. Because they, you know what I'm saying?
What, are you kidding around?
No, I'm not kidding around.
All right. Well, we're going to bring you on now, Margaret. So let's get set. For this beautiful number from Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, inspired by a song that she so dearly loves from our very good friend, from our very good friend Tina Turner. Here's Margaret Gray, folks.
Thank you, Phil. I love this song. This is a song of empowerment that every woman should sing. Every woman should know. Every woman should learn. Every woman should take to her heart, and every man should remember. Prisoner of your love. entangled in your web. Hot whispers in the night, I'm captured by your spell.
Jesus!
Oh yes, I'm touched by the show of emotion. Should I be fractured by your lack of devotion? Well, should I? I'm asking you a question, boy.
Should I?
Ha! Oh, you better be good to me.
Yeah!
That's how it's got to be. And I don't have no use for what you loosely call the truth. And you better be good to me.
Yeah!
You better be good.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Now what?
What is this? Yeah!
Phil, I told you I hit a female basso profundo. A basso profundo. God.
Yeah, but Margaret, you're freaking me out.
That's kind of weird.
I like to bring those exclamatory moments to my music. So when I say,
yeah,
that it...
Boy, that, I'm telling you, Margaret, to me... It sounds like,
That sounds just like The Exorcist, if you want to get down to it.
Oh, why don't you grow up The Exorcist? I happen to have great range as a singer. You want to know what your problem is? You, all of you out there? You can't handle it.
No, wait a minute.
No, you can't handle it, and you hate it. And a lot of your wives and girlfriends are jealous. So, Phil...
Margaret, that's absurd.
Oh, really? Why is it absurd? Because some old bag like... How dare you...
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's absurd... that any woman would be jealous of you. If she can't sing, she's probably more in admiration of you. You know, she's not jealous of you.
You know, Margaret, that's something you ought to keep in mind. And I would say that...
Oh, you better be good to me. That's how it's got to be now. Because I don't have no use for what you loosely call the truth. And you better be good to me. Yeah, you better be good to me.
Margaret Gray, folks.
Thank you very much. I'll be singing this, by the way, at the clam bucket in Long Beach. Come on, come on. Be good to me. Oh, yeah. I think it's so right that we don't need to fight. We stand face to face. And you present your case.
Yeah.
You keep telling me that you love me, and I really do want to believe. But do you think I just accept you in blind faith? Oh, sure, baby, anything to please you.
You better be good to me. Yeah, better be good to me.
Because I don't have the time for your overloaded lines, and you better be good. Pardon me.
All right, thank you very much, Margaret.
Yeah, whatever you say, Daddy. What's wrong? Is it freaking you out, isn't it?
You know what, Margaret? You are freaking me out with that whole... Yeah.
Be good to me.
Jesus.
Anyway, that's it. If you want to hear me sing this song so that, and I'm not around a bunch of scared little boys, you can hear me singing this. Saturday night, I'll be at the Muscle Bucket in San Pedro. It's a very intimate bistro. I know the title, the name of the place is a little rough. At one time, I'm told, General, you may, although you are an Army guy, at one time, I'm told the Muscle Bucket was a favorite, night spot for many of our sailors, and,
Oh, yeah, the Muscle Bucket in Pedro was, well, I don't want to say, it's,
Yeah, it's a real juke joint.
It was a real joint.
Isn't that nice? Well, it's not a joint anymore. I'll be singing there. And I do hope that you'll join me. That'll be Saturday night at the Muscle Bucket. I'll be doing two shows at 8 and 10. And I am told they're going to elevate me off the floor. Is that it, Phil?
Yes, they are going to have an elevated stage because the floor there at the Muscle Bucket is cement, and sometimes you get runoff from when they're shucking the oysters.
Oh, baby.
Well.
Real funny, isn't it?
I'm...
Where's my husband, for Christ almighty?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting him out.
We got to get Frank Gray on the line. We're also going to have, as I mentioned, we have coming up in just a few moments, we'll have Gary Pipe from Voodoo Rugs, but Frank Gray is going to join us. We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And here we are on this Friday, baby. I couldn't be happier that it's a Friday. Now, we got a special announcement coming up for you right after this a very brief break, and just ahead of Frank Gray and just ahead of Gary Pipe.
You want to say that again?
No, I don't want to say it again. Thank you. Well, we went to Gary Pipe's and...
We did.
We had a great deal. These people have been to Gary Pipe's Voodoo Rugs, and you should too. Voodoo Rugs, Channel Islands Boulevard, El Pacifico. Just surfboard and high tide. I could just
roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake in the cold. He said, I roll up because I'm swole up. Boy, these guys, there isn't a vulgarity that they haven't breached. There isn't an effluvia, if you will, that they don't blow out of their noses as a snot rocket, all right?
Oh, boy. You know, Margaret, there, you talk about places that these guys won't go. Is there anywhere you won't go?
Yeah, your house.
Yeah!
All right, welcome back. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We do have with us on the phone here. Where's the traffic man? Is he out and about? Is Frank on the road?
Yes, he is. Get Frank. Frank Gray is my husband, ladies and gentlemen, but I also want to be very clear with Frank on what is expected of me come Monday. And I know, Phil, you'd probably want to talk to Frank about that.
Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing. How are you, young man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than Custer, and he was telling me that you're going to be going on the, from what I understand, turn right here. You're going on the station.
We're going to do, and I wanted to announce this to my listeners, we're going to be filling in, doing afternoon drive in San Francisco on Monday.
All right, well, is he going to be on with you?
Margaret's going to be with us, yeah.
Right. What kind of bread are we talking?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too, Frank.
I'll send you a text on that, or a fax. How about that?
Okay.
He says he's going to send you a fax, but I can tell you
Hold on for a minute. I don't want anybody talking about what kind of bread it is, okay? That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. Margaret will be compensated by me, not by the station. I pay my own crew.
Well, wind up probably losing money on the deal, right?
Maybe I will. But here's what I see, Frank. And they're very nice people. It's a terrific radio station. Very, very cool people. Great company. And I've worked for the company before. It's iHeartRadio. It's going to be on Monday, and it's at KK... what is it, bud?
KKSF.
KKSF.
Okay. Is that the one that's at 910, right? I think I know the general manager. Yeah, she's a nice guy. And the program director, she's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, are you filling in for Gil Gross?
Gil Gross, I think, is taking a vacation day, yeah.
All right, well, she's Gil Gross has been terrific. She was filling in for Paul Harvey when she was sick before she died. And Gil Gross is a terrific overnight host, too. She did the overnight on CBS while there. Gil is one of these guys that has a lot of facts and figures, very, very well versed in news, and she is a credit to her race, which is the white race. I probably shouldn't say that; it's kind of racist. And
very racist, sir.
Forgive me, Robert. I didn't know that she still works with you, huh?
Who's that,
Robert? I thought that Robert was now working at her dad's gas stations.
No. Robert is still working here. All right, so
my father passed on, sir. We own the gas station.
No, I know that. I thought that you were now managing them.
Well, my cousin is managing them.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, Gil Gross is wonderful. Is she coming to work for you or?
No. I'm filling in for him on KKSF, right, Bud?
Yeah.
What do you keep asking, Bud? Everything is right, Bud.
Why don't you tell Bud to just park it for a second? I'm talking to you, man to man. Now, what did she say?
Who?
Bud.
It's KKSF.
It's KKSF. That's six call letters.
KKSF.
That's another four.
There's four call letters. There's KKSF.
All right, and only four?
Yes.
Okay, because I hadn't...
Yeah, Frank, and we're going to be on Monday afternoon.
Now, is he having to travel to San Francisco with you?
No, we're going
to
do the show from my studio here.
Oh, 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 oh. That's the new way. All right. So, and you, the bread, and you think it's a good promotional vehicle?
Absolutely, good promotional vehicle for our website.
But do you remember that when you worked for Talk Radio Network and you had that hubbub with the guy that owns TRN? What was her name?
I don't want to get into it.
All right, but she was. You said that she. You didn't like her, did you?
I don't want to get into it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Didn't you say that the radio was a rotten promotional vehicle for the digital platform?
I said doing a daily radio show takes so much out of you, it's difficult for you to pay attention to your digital business because the demands of a three-hour radio show are pretty crazy.
All right, I see. I don't speak that language. That's this mumbo-jumbo, mumbly... I don't...
What he's trying to say to you, Frank, is that they... you know, it's not the workload is not worth it.
All right, the workload is how much was she paying you up there? Because I know that guy was one of the so-called movers and shakers, and she was supposedly one of the top men in the broadcast business.
I wouldn't say that at all. I think that was probably a reputation manufactured by him and promoted by him. Whether or not that's the case, I would...
Well, see, this is the problem that you have, Phil, and Margaret, you'll concur with this, Margaret, you know. She's always running amok and running up against the power structure.
Well, I tried to tell him that, Frank, but he won't listen.
No, I listen, Frank. I'm not a contentious guy. Not anymore. I'm not a guy that's... I'm cool, you know. I'm not trying to knock anybody. You asked me about something, and I got to give you an honest answer. Don't you want me to give you an honest answer?
Well, yeah, I want you to give me an honest answer, but don't you see, you use that as an opportunity to stick it right up the giggy with the Wawa brush on a very well-respected man who has owned a company, and she's married to, I'm sure, a wonderful woman, and she has wonderful children. And, you know, when you talk bad about a kid's dad, and they look at her and they say,
okay, Frank, your point is very well made. That's why I said I didn't want to name any names or anything. I'm just saying everybody has a different work experience. Everyone, you know, does things differently. Everybody is either pro or con any particular gig. For me, that was not a very good gig. It didn't work out. However, having said all of that, it taught me a valuable lesson, and that was that doing a daily three-hour radio show is a bitch and a half if you are primarily earning your living on the digital platform, and so doing it every day.
Well, look, what did she say to you, Margaret? Did she say that she wants you to?
Frill. God damn it!
My name is Frank. Its name is Frill. Her name is now. Her name is Frank. God.
I'm Phil. He's Frank.
Well, okay, you should have seen his eyeballs, Frank.
Yeah, I bet her eyes just went, ooh.
Yeah, they did. All right, Frank, thanks a lot.
Good, let me out of this hell, because I...
Did you hang up on my husband?
Yeah, and you just heard him say, let me out of this hell.
I didn't hear that. Look, Phil, it's all good. Do what you need to do, woo, but I had to find out the parameters on this thing. And I think I speak for all of us here that we're not working on any terrestrial platform with you unless there is a little bit of scratch, a little bit of, let's say, something extra in the envelope. Bud Dickman.
All right, fine. Big, big speech. So, yeah, of course. And haven't I promised you that?
Well, you know something, buddy? Promising's one thing. Coming through on payday is something else. You know what they say? The eagle shits on Friday.
Yay. What does that mean, anyway?
I don't know, but it's something we've said. You can stop clapping now, Dickman, before I knock you out cold.
Oh.
I don't know, but we've said that for years.
Yeah, the eagle shits on Friday is just...
The eagle shits on... Is that what I just heard?
Yes, it means you get paid on Friday. All right.
Well, that tells you what you think of your paycheck, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. For a lot of working people in America, that was it.
Folks, I think it is worth it for you to get Phil TV, if only to see Phil go... Ree! You look like someone put 100 bolts of lightning right up your...
Yeah, right up your bolt center.
Yeah, right up your bolt receptacle.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, Henry? You're grabbing that can of Coke and you're wiggling it like you've got palsy of just the hand. You've got hand palsy.
No, well, that'd come in handy if you were left-handed, wouldn't it? On a cold and lonely night?
That's none of your business.
God damn, it's great. It's pretty crude.
Yeah, I'd expect more out of you.
Oh, why don't all of you guys hang it right?
Now, we know.
F it. F all of you. Woo! Oh, you know, I can get a lot dirtier.
Now, we know that. All right, Margaret, are you coming back or what?
Maybe.
We're going to be right back, folks. Tell you what, we got Gary Pipe from Voodoo Rugs. He'll be talking with us about his new sponsorship of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Hold on to your hands, hold on to your pants, hold on to your hands, and pull up your... What am I trying to say? Hold on to your hands and pull up your pants. Right now. Your hats. You don't pull your hat up. Put your... Hold on. Wait, hold on to your hat and pull your pants.
Pull your pants where?
Now look, you're up. Now your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things.
Cop cars with the loose chains. All white. Willie Merchant Motorcycles at the corner of 17th and La Grande. These are bikes that have been bike tested. They're road tested. They're speed tested. And they are Air Force certified. Willie Merchant Motorcycles. Get on one. Head out to the horizons. Head out on the highway like Judas Priest used to say. Heading for the highway. Woo! Yeah! That's right. Willie Merchant Motorcycles will stick you on a bike. Send your ass right off into the Wild Blue Yonder. Well, all right. Okay, you want to take this again? We're live. Well, Willie Merchant Motorcycles. I want to do that again. I fucked it up. Sorry, pal. We cashed your check. Who's this little foul-mouthed broad here?
How dare you say that? She's a young, empowered woman named Nicki Minaj.
Well, I think she's got a vulgar mouth on her. And someone ought to... You talk about someone ought to come up and spank this. Well,
you get around Nicki Minaj, you want to spank it.
Let me tell you something, friend. It takes a whole lot more than some dirty-mouthed little broad to get me to whip it out on a cold winter day and spank it, paddle full in front of the world. Not me, friend.
Isn't that nice? So now we know all about what it would take for you to pull your dick out in the middle of, filth.
Let the record show I didn't say that.
Well, you brought it up.
I'm just telling you, it takes more than this foul-mouthed little girl here for General Galen Shaw to pull a full, I would say, the dome is off, it's open, it's a sunny day, and it's a beautiful day to spank it.
Thinking out loud, I could be broke. Man, that's too weird, man.
Oh, is it too weird?
Yeah, you're too weird.
All right, you know, thank God I am too weird. You know what? I think I'm just a little too much for the room.
Let me thank you very much. There's Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, and I think I heard Drake in there and a whole bunch of people with the track Truffle Butter.
What's this truffle butter? Don't even answer that.
Yeah, it's about, well, it's about lube.
It's about what?
How, God Almighty, why are they singing like that?
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I mean, the lubrication, why, it's a part of life. Everybody got to lube it up.
Yeah, think about it.
You know, Bud, just stay right there. I think I'd like to render you.
In a painting?
No, I'd like to render you unconscious.
Hey!
Watch it.
You always say watch it, and then he gets out the door.
Ow! Wow, she's got a right arm on her, huh?
Strike one.
All right, so we're going to, before we get out of control here, bring on the line with us here from Ropey's in the East Bay. It is Gary Pipe. Gary is the general manager of Voodoo Rugs on Channel Islands Boulevard in the El Pacifico here where we actually do our show. But he is in the Bay Area right now with Dean Wheeler taking in the... performance of Dean's wife, Emeralda, is right there?
Yeah.
Gary, how are you doing? Well, she's performing.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Gary, can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, Gary, hold on. Yes, I will hold on.
Can I use the other room?
Yeah, you can go over here.
Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm in the nightclub right now where Emeralda is performing. I am the guest of Emeralda Wheeler and Dean Wheeler, and I didn't want to... interfere with her performance. I didn't want to talk too loud.
Yeah. Gary.
Yeah, can I ask a question at this point?
Okay, can I anticipate a couple of things first, though, and then I would love to talk to everybody.
Go ahead.
First of all, I would rather that no one ask me how old I am. I am an adult. I am the manager of this store, and yesterday, Mr. Gray, you interviewed me, and I'm 41 years old, but I don't want anybody to ask me how tall I am, and I don't want anybody to ask me anything else, okay?
Well, if you don't want anybody asking you how tall you are, that pretty much answers that question.
Well,
hold on, Miss Ray. I know you saw me yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and...
Wait.
Gary, you sound like you're maybe even a munchkin or something.
You know, if you think you see a munchkin, you kick his ass, okay?
All right, hold on, guys. We don't want to get... Why does everything have to be weird like this? First of all, too many people butt in. Too many people think they're hosting this show. Too many people think they're going to direct the damn conversation on this show. I direct the conversation on this show. I ask the questions, okay? Now, Margaret, you met Gary yesterday. You interviewed him. You did a man on the street with him. And you know how tall he is. And you know how old... He's already told us he's 41. So...
Yes, well, I wanted to be clear here that I just simply... Ben, you've got him on the air, but I wanted to say that it might come as a jolt.
Well, it's always come as a jolt, and I'm telling everybody right now. This is the reality. I don't want anybody to ask me about my age or anything like that.
Okay, all right, Gary. How long have you owned Voodoo Rugs?
I bought Voodoo Rugs from, old lady Barlin. She was, Haitian Voodoo. She practiced, she was a witch queen over here.
What do you mean a witch queen?
I didn't say witch queen, I said witch queen, you know. Might want to just kind of get the blush your headgear out, new guy, okay? You're fresh out of friends.
Yeah. I'm fresh out of friends, buddy. Get over here.
All right. Thank you very much for your opinion, bud. Gary, getting back to you. All right, so you bought it from some woman that was the witch queen here of the El Pacifico, the beach area?
That's my understanding. She's the witch queen. I bought it from her. I actually bought it from an agent that was representing her. And I said, well, I don't want to have a voodoo place anymore. And she said, I understand that. I said, but I would like to have a voodoo rug place. And she said, that sounds about right.
So she said, that sounds about right.
Yes, she did. And we consummated the deal with a drink. And I said, that's good. We had a cocktail and went over here to Quincy Green and had a cocktail. And I just thought it was really good. So,
All right, there's something going on here on TV. What is this?
Well, what are you doing around me?
Yeah, it looks like the Vanderbilt coach said he was going to kill somebody. Are you ready for that? Coach curses out player. Oh, is Kevin Stallings as the Vanderbilt head coach?
If you guys want to paddle it,
we're not paddling anything. We're just... So you started Voodoo Rugs, and that's where we met you yesterday. Now, my understanding, as Margaret explained it, Gary, you're interested in advertising on our show?
I am interested, Mr. Henry, yeah.
Okay. Are you interested in buying a block of advertising or just the occasional commercial?
Well, I want to get the same deal you gave to Candy Memory Hero and the same deal that you get to Bob Green. And Rudy Canosa, too.
So you want the Rudy Canosa, Bob Green, Ted's of Beverly Hills deal. That is buying blocks of time. They come on for 15 minutes, say, once a week.
Yeah, and I get to say the things that I want to say about stuff.
Well, you don't get to say anything you want to say, but you are entitled to introduce a topic, and we can... it's almost like an infomercial, right, Phil?
Yeah, we treat it like an infomercial. You're on, and you're plugging your business and that kind of thing.
Because I got a lot of ideas about things, and I have a lot of opinions on things I want to say. Don't try to talk behind my back.
Well, hold on, and I'll say it in front of you. This sounds like, Henry, this sounds like an accident waiting to happen. You get this guy on the air, and there's nothing, excuse me for saying this, Gary, but you've got this little itsy-bitsy voice, and if you come on here saying some real weird stuff like, you know, you don't believe in evolution, or you think that, you know, that gays, and you got the little teeny voice... People will think we're running some kind of a freak show. They'll think this is the Mark Maron.
What are you trying to say?
What is this show?
Talk about American Horror Story.
That's it. They'll think it's American Horror Story. You know?
Oh, so having me on the show makes it sound like I'm the freak of the week. Is that it?
Well, you know how it is, kid. Look, I didn't make this world. I'm just trying to get by.
Well, I'll tell you that I'm a normal man. I'm married. I have friends. Kids, two of them are in college right now.
Oh, you have two boys in college. Where are they going?
They're going to San Luis Obispo. Cal Poly and San Luis Obispo. And my daughter is getting ready to go to UCLA because she got really good grades. She's going to go to the music program.
Your daughter's going to the music program. That's pretty... The UCLA music program is excellent. Look, Gary, I'm happy to have your business, you know, and we'll do whatever you ask. We're not going to reference your age. We're not going to reference your height. You know, in general, I would, I don't know why you said what you said, but I'd appreciate it if you'd be a little bit more open-minded.
Well, that's all right, Phil. I hear it all the time. Everybody says that if you ever put that Gary Pipe on the air, It's an accident waiting to happen. It's going to be some kind of a freak collision. You're going to have, you know, like door banging out there with the pinheads and everything like that.
What do you mean door banging with the pinheads?
Well, they always say it's going to be some kind of an accident.
I just said it sounds like an accident waiting to happen, not for anything you'll do, but because of the prejudice and the weird thought processes of people that listen. And let me tell you something, Gary. If you want weird thought process of listeners, all you have to do is tune in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bud Dickman.
Yay!
All right, thanks a lot for that vote of confidence.
Well, you know something, General? I make it my own way my whole life. And really, you ain't tell me nothing.
You know, I know that you're trying to be serious, but when I listen to you, it's almost as if I got to check under the pillow to make sure one of my teeth isn't there. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
He doesn't mean fairy as in fairy. This is not an orientation thing.
No, but he says that I mean sprinkling fairy dust on you.
I listen to you, Pipe, and it sounds like maybe I ought to close my window because one too many sandmen got in. You dig what I'm putting down?
Yeah, I dig. Let me tell you some more. Oh, fuck, you know.
Okay, I just heard the first fuck word come out of this thing. Now,
I'm not a thing. I'm a man. Okay, I'm the manager of a restaurant. If you ever want to deal on a rug?
That's right, I'll want a deal on a rug real fast. Oh, I know, I'll go down to Voodoo Rugs and talk to Tinkerbell. Fuck.
Hey, what is it with you, General?
I'm out of here.
You see the prejudice that I have to put up in Mr. Henry?
I understand.
Gary, I don't even worry about that. I'm sure you've been up against that your whole life.
Oh, I thank you very much, Mean Gray.
Gary, what we're going to do is we're going to send along a contract to you, and we want you to sign it, and we want you to be happy, and we'll figure out what block of time you want to purchase once a week, and we'll have you on the show, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, and tell the general, you know, it doesn't matter, he can say anything he wants, I go hard, man. I'll tell you right now, I'll get a baseball bat, I go natural.
Oh, you get a baseball bat, you go natural, huh? Why, you dirty...
Goodbye.
Hey, where'd the kid go?
He hung up because that's all the time we had for him.
You know, ain't that just like some little squirt floating over a bed with little fairy wings? He gets off his shot, then he flies out underneath the door. God,
how do you know he's a little squirt? I met him.
I demand you tell me how tall he is.
I will not. He said to keep that in confidence.
So you're not even gonna...
No, I'm not. You heard what he said, Phil.
Yeah, he did say he didn't want nobody talking about his age or his height.
He already told us he's 41.
Yes, he did, and that much I can verify.
So he looks like a 41-year-old guy.
Oh, very much so.
Can you tell us, is he handsome?
He doesn't want any discussion.
He didn't say anything about, well, I don't want to know. Is he handsome? What are you trying to get at, Henry? You think the guy's flying around over a kid's bed, waiting to drop a quarter under his pillow and get a tooth, and he looks like Brad Goddamn Pitt? Fuck.
Not sure.
Well, that's what you're trying to sell me, isn't it?
I'm not saying anything. I don't know what the guy looks like.
That's what Henry's trying to sell that. He's trying to sell me the fact that this guy's flying over a kid's bed. He's going to drop a quarter under the kid's pillow for a lousy stinking molar. And he looks exactly like Ryan Gosling. Fuck that.
Would you watch your language, please?
Everybody else gets to say it.
I don't want anybody talking that way except for me.
Don't talk to me that way, soldier.
Sorry, sir. Except for me and the general.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're going to let the general get away with that stuff?
Yes, I am. Look, nobody's trying to get away with anything. What we're trying to do is have a decent and comfortable show here. Now, one of the things that I do know I have to do is that we got to get Bob Green on here, right?
Well, Bob Green said that if you get Pipe on, and his words were this, if you get Pipe on, then, friend, there better be an open corridor, and it should be a carpool lane for me. I get to bust its Autobahn speed limit directly to your telephone and your radio show.
What does that mean?
It means it should be on...
Here, I want in on this. It means... What?
Back off, General.
It means he wants to get on the air. If you give Pipe air time, then Green wants air time.
I don't know what it means because there's no one here is trying to push Bob Green off the air.
I don't either. It may have something... Well, I better not... We'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah, you do that.
Hey, General, back a little bit off, okay? Not all the way. Just back off, all right?
All right, just don't tell me what to do. I had to listen to her sing that Better Be Good to Me with the whole, oh, yeah. You sound like that guy in that candy bar... Never mind.
I sing the way I want to sing, all right? Thank you and good night.
All right, we'll be right back here. Jesus, here's Ozzy now. This is all I need.
Yeah,
Ozzy Osbourne, man.
Ozzy Osbourne will cure you real fast.
Yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Bob Green from Fraser Foods joining us in just a moment. We're talking about advertising. Oh, and I got to tell you that we're going to be on Monday. Monday at 3 o'clock, we'll be doing Afternoon Drive on KKSF as a fill-in for Gil Gross. So you can join us there.
Yeah, on March 12th, Mr. Henry is at the Irvine Improv for World of Phil Henry, man. Check it out. World of Phil Henry, March 12th, Irvine Improv. Get tickets.
Crazy.
You're always looking for something to wear, and some nights you just can't figure it out. May I suggest something from the Phil Hendry Show online store? A t-shirt, a hat, a sweatshirt, and a Bobby Dooley keychain, and you're looking good.
Yeah, it's the Phil Hendry online store with CDs, downloads, and a whole lot of other great stuff. And it is the Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. What is the new one that we have?
Yeah, that's right. The Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary t-shirt is brand new to go along with our Phil Hendry Show t-shirt, to go along with our Je T'aime Lingerie t-shirt, to go along with our Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt, to go along with
all of that, man.
So join us over there at our online store at philhendryshow.com for the Phil Hendry fan in your pants. I mean,
in your house. How about that? Let's start there.
In your house. Listen to pizzas.
Preachers! Green from Fraser Foods going to join us to talk a little bit about our advertising model, the advertising model that we have here at the good old radio show. Bob, good of you to join us here. I know that you are a busy guy out and about today, and we certainly don't want to spend too much time taking up your time. But you had a concern about Mr. Pipe that you wanted to express to us.
I did, Phil, and I think it bears repeating that you and I have been in business for a long time. I have been a retail advertiser on your show. This guy, Gary Pipe, I'm very aware of the fact that I have a high-pitched voice. I don't have a low voice. I don't have a tenor voice. I think you know more about it. I want to ask you, is this guy Pipe some kind of a joke? Is this a commentary on me?
Bob, no, it isn't. I can tell you, I've met Mr. Pipe. He does own this Voodoo Rugs.
All right, so you got a guy that's a rug salesman, is that it? Now, you know that I've got a $15,000 hair system, right?
No, but that guy doesn't sell hair systems or toupees. He sells actual rugs, right, General?
Yeah, what do you mean, right, General? I don't know what he does, Bob, but I know that he supposedly sells, you know, like rugs.
Rugs as in the kind that are on the floor?
Yeah, rugs that are the kind that are on the floor.
All right, well, that was my first concern because I've got a high-pitched voice that a lot of people have made fun of. And, you know, there's a lot of graffiti on the bathroom walls upstairs here, and our employees, especially in the women's restroom here, our women employees' restroom, there have been references to my, let's say, physiology, to my dimensions, shall we say, references to the size of certain things. And this has all been scrawled, Phil, on a bathroom stall.
Bob, I don't think...
Hold up, Margaret. I want to say this because it's important. All right?
But I don't think it's something that needs to be brought up right now.
I do. I think it is.
Why?
Because you just had this Pipe on.
His name is Gary Pipe.
All right. What is this guy? What is he, a diplomat or something? Or the Prime Minister of England? Everybody's so respectful of his name. Gary Pipe. Okay. Mr. Gary Pipe. If I were him, I'd change... I'm sorry, I changed the last name.
All right, look, we can make jokes if you want.
I'm not making jokes, Phil. If I were that guy, I'd change my last name. Pipe? The first thing that comes into your mind, you know, you hear a name like that, Gary Pipe, and I'm going to meet him, and the first thing I'm going to do is, I think it would be normal to scan, at least, just scan the pants from the waist down to mid-thigh to see if you see anything that he's inserted there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, Miss Gray.
All right, enough of this conversation.
So you'd be scanning, what you're telling me is you'd be scanning Pipe's pants for Pipe.
Yeah, you'd be looking for Pipe's peak. Oh, give me a break.
You know what? One more crack out of you, bud, and you die where you sit. You die where you sit.
Blah, 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 blah. Ow!
There, and that was just a soft one.
But, dudes, you get a direct hit.
Yes, it was a direct hit.
Are you kids done playing? Because I want to keep making my point.
You made your point about Gary Pipe and his pants.
Well, what are you turning this into a comedy bit?
No, I'm not. Are you the guy that said you'd scan his pants from the waist down to see whether or not there was any evidence of... You know, that's because of his last name?
Yeah, well, you laugh all you want, Phil, but what I'm saying is the following thing. In our female employee's restroom upstairs, I just got done going up there with a bottle of 409 and a rag, and I was scrubbing off some very insulting comments about, I bet Mr. Green has a blank, 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 and then they would draw the picture of one that was... You know, big, and yet...
I really don't want to hear this.
I'm not saying anything graphic, Ms. Gray. I'm saying, and then I would say, this is not... I would write this down with a felt pen. I'd say, this is not adult behavior, and I'd draw an arrow to the comment, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but that's just like being a graffiti person, too.
You and I had this conversation once before about this, and Bud's right. You might as well be just the same kind of graffiti, of vandal... that those people are.
No, it's not, because I'm saying something adult. They're saying Mr. Green has one that looks like this, and then they draw this big hanging... Well...
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Why don't you go ahead and be graphic? You know you want to be.
No, I do not. They're saying that Mr. Green is small, and then they show a gigantic one, and I drew an arrow to it, and I said, I wrote down, this is not adult behavior, and I drew an arrow to the thing and to the comment.
And that's what you call dealing with this thing in an adult way.
And then I looked at it, and I left it there, and all the other graffiti I wiped off with the 409.
Well, you left all the other graffiti on there.
Yeah, I just left the other graffiti for people to read, but not the graffiti about the teeny wiener that you're talking about.
I never said anything about that. I tried to avoid... You know what? That is calls for almost legal action, Mr. Henry.
I don't think so. I think it's a juvenile comment that Bud makes. However, I would say that he was prompted into it. Not prompted, but he was led into it by the juvenile nature of the conversation. Now, you didn't want anything said.
No, I did not want anything said about a, quote, teeny wiener. But in point of fact, he said it. So where do I go now? You got this guy, Gary Pipe, who when I meet him, I don't care if he's 2 feet tall. I'm betting money that he's got one that's bigger than him. I'll bet you money that he could use his own penis as a walking stick. Excuse me.
Did he hang up?
Well, I think so, but is he gone?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Phil, you walked right into this one.
I didn't do anything wrong.
How do you figure that, Mr. Henry?
I'll figure it this way. I started the show. You guys started getting crazy and nuts about whether or not Margaret's going to sing her song.
I didn't get crazy and nuts, Phil.
Yeah, you did. You sang your song. I tried to get Gary Pipe on. No, we had another argument about some bullshit. We go into the commercial break, or we go into the music break, and we come back. And then we got Gary Pipe. And I didn't do anything wrong. You guys led the charge in all the questions. And then that... You know, Margaret, I don't understand. I'm glad to have him as an advertiser. I don't mind even turning over a block of time to him. Why do I have to interview this guy?
Because that's what you do with Bob Green and the others, and Gary Pipe wants that.
Okay, but I've got to observe some prohibition against mentioning how tall the guy is, how old the guy is, any physical description of this guy. Meanwhile, people are speculating, like Robert Green, that guy's been a longtime advertiser. He doesn't like the guy's last name, Pipe, so he thinks that that's got something to do with the guy's penis. Meanwhile, he's just come back from the girls, from the women's.
Yes, the female employees.
Yeah, the female employees can, excuse me, they're at the Fraser food store. After wiping off graffiti referring to his small member.
Yeah, but he didn't say, This one here said teeny wiener.
Right, Bud, and you didn't need to bring that up. Can't you understand, Bud, if people are avoiding talking about that stuff, just avoid it?
Yeah, well, nobody knew what he was talking about. Saying, you know, my small thing, and then they grew a gigantic one. You know?
What do you mean they grew one?
I mean they drew one.
Yeah, they drew a gigantic one. They would say Mr. Green's got a little one, and it looks like this, they made a gigantic one. That will confuse a man, see? You've got to be very clear. If you're going to put graffiti up on a bathroom stall, and you're talking about your boyfriend or a man you admire, or just a man, then you got to be very clear, because we're going to come in there later on with no women until, well, you're going to go in there later on when there's no women and what?
Are you saying that you actually breach? You breach what has heretofore been the very private and extremely prohibited area of a woman's restroom. You men go in there?
Well, yeah, a lot of times, if the lines are too long, and...
The lines are never long in a man's head. It's always the other way around.
All right, let's forget about that aspect of the conversation and conclude this thing, you know, and as far as Bob Green goes, getting paranoid about Gary Pipe, and then that last comment, I bet you...
I heard what he said, and there's no point in pretending, Phil, that you actually edit things out of this program. This show of yours is one unending river of filth. It really is, and you know, it almost is a song. I feel a song coming on, Bud.
Okay, what key?
I don't know. Key B.
All right, key B.
The river of filth is the Phil Hendry Show.
Very nice, Margaret.
The river of filth that flows from his mouth. The river of filth. Well, I can't do it the way Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, the way Lady Gaga. She was lovely the other night.
Lady Gaga was great.
Are you guys talking about Lady Gaga? Are you talking about Bob Green's dick? Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, God, General.
We were trying to avoid that.
Well, I can't. You idiots are not. Never mind.
All right, we won't talk about that anymore.
But, Phil, we do have to, before you go on the air in San Francisco on Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific time on KKSF, and you don't even know if you have those call letters, you don't know if you have the call woo-woo.
That's a call woo-woo.
What's a call woo-woo?
I mean the call letters.
I'll get the call letters right now. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Where is my life? Where is, here we are. I'll get the call letters right now, okay? We're going to be on the air on KKSF, yeah, 910. Whew.
Well, then why did it come up as a jazz station?
They have an FM station, KKSF. All right, cool. So, KKSF, Frosty out at Talk 910. Hey, what happened with Frosty, Frank, and Heidi?
I think that Frank and Heidi are still doing that show.
Yeah, I think it is. I think Frank and Heidi, you talk about KBC?
Yeah, on KBC, let me see. This is Rich Lieberman. Told his listeners at the close of the show, bye. What is this? God, you are really cruel, man. This dude, this Rich Lieberman, you remind me of that fucking Tom Looney, man, when he was doing radio criticism here in the late 90s. It was like the guy delighted in shitting all over people. You want to know why Roger Ebert? You know why Roger Ebert was beloved of people. It's because he really wanted movies to succeed. I would love to have radio critics who want radio shows to succeed, you know? And what we have in this business, in the radio business, what they have, is this bunch of sarcastic and smarmy assholes who wish they had a radio show, probably think they could do the radio show better than the guys that they critique or that they criticize or that they review, and they wind up just dancing in the end zone every time a guy gets fired. Both Clear Channel and The Snowman reportedly departed amicably. Well, you know what, man? The ratings were not that good at 9:10. My understanding is the ratings aren't all that good anyway. So I don't know, and I shouldn't say, and I probably should keep my big fat mouth shut.
Yes, because you know, don't you want people to invite you back?
Margaret, I'm not going to get into that, okay? I'm doing this. I'm doing it, you know, we have our business reasons for doing it. I'm doing it because they're very nice people. They asked us, and the beautiful city of San Francisco, and we were just up there at Sketchfest. It would be fun to say hello to everybody. And yeah, it's a way to plug our digital business. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So just forget it, okay?
No, you don't even want...
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore, all right?
All right. Well, I think, Mr. Henry, that's pretty... clear. I think you're just telling everybody to stick it in the butt area.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not. What do you mean stick it in the butt area? I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying I'm done talking about it, okay? Now, let me just say the following thing. We are going to be ye. We are going to be ye on the afternoon show there in San Francisco on Monday. We will have our usual show on Monday. We will have our usual show, our usual BSP only show on Saturday. You ain't nothing, man. You ain't nothing going to break my stride, you know.
Yeah!
So we'll see you there. And also, don't forget, March the 12th at the Irvine Improv, the world-famous Phil Henry show, the world of Phil Henry. March 12th, Irvine Improv. Get tickets. See you, me. We go. We see. We have fun. We do. Also, I was on Crybabies, on the Crybaby podcast. As soon as we get a time for that, brother, we will be, you know, we'll be all over that like white on rice. We'll let you know about that. Margaret, anything else?
No, I think that's about it. Oh, don't forget, I'll be at the Muscle Bucket in San Pedro Saturday night.
Yeah.
World famous Phil Henry show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated and Wang Radio. All rights reserved on the Sideshow Network.
I picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide.
Yeah.
When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side.
Yeah.
I said, hey Carmen, come on
and go downtown.
She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Yeah, I want to know if Phil Henry is going to be on in San Francisco, or is he just bullshitting, you know?
Phil Henry?
Yeah, Phil, I'm just a listener. Are you going to be on in San Francisco, or is this bullshit, you know? You there? Say it again, Simon? I can't understand you. Would you say it again, Robin? You fucking with me again, aren't you, Phil?
Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Ann Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Ann Lee company? Take a load off Annie. Take a load off Bree. Take a load off Annie.
And you put the load right on me.
He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Put the load right on.
Put the load right on.